So it's like a data. So it's like 17 million people will miss work the day after the Super Bowl.
Because they're hungover as
17 million. Yeah.
17 million Americans. Called
don't go
in.
To work.
called
they are
in
sick.
And then it's like 49 million cases of beer sold.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's so
okay,
much.
So that explains the people missing work. It's yes. like they're super hungover. They're either super hungover or they're like crying because their team didn't win.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
And the last one is 1.4 million wings and 11 million pounds of chips eaten.
I mean, it'd be sweet if Riri did do it and she flew in on her helicopter, you know, and she did the bitch song.
Better have my money.
Bitch better have, my Super Bowl ring.
That would be the best entrance ever.
Yes. She just has her baby with her.
NFL, take notes. This will get people's attention. Take notes.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 11, Nobody You Know. And we are super excited that we are going to be talking about the Super Bowl, everything Super Bowl related.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, how exciting. So the Super Bowl was this past weekend, and that took place in Inglewood, California, close to Los Angeles.
Yes.
Home of the Rams, of Los the Angeles. LA Rams, which... Again, I find it very suspicious that another home game advantage at the Super Bowl. Last year, as we can remember, Tom Brady had the advantage of being at Tampa Bay with his team and having the home field advantage with their fans. So it's like we're two for two now. So it's interesting how that works.
Hello,
but congratulations to the LA Rams. As you can tell by the tone of our voice, we were going for the Cincinnati, but... It's okay. It was a fun game to watch. It was very fun. Different teams, not your typical Chiefs with Tom Brady.
Right,
it was different. So that was exciting for once.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really going to dive into today is the halftime performance. This amazing lineup that we were anticipating for so long. Super exciting. So let's dive into it, guys.
Did you want to first talk, because you started, did you want to just talk a little bit more about the game? Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For sure.
How
definitely.
It was, like, how do you feel, you know?
The calls and all that stuff.
Well, I feel like anyone who's not from the United States listening, maybe
don't give a shit.
They might not realize, like, the Super Bowl in the United States, like, 50 million people tune in.
Yeah.
This.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. It's definitely the most popular of sports.
Uh-huh. It really is.
This is the most watched event in the America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Their season typically starts at the end of August and it finishes in February. It's a very short
season
compared to other sports, but it is a religious activity every mm-hmm. weekend, every Sunday. People come together for the cookouts, for, you know, everything. It's a big deal here in the U.S. So
Tailgating.
Yeah,
a
the
lot
whole
of places
nine.
Like shut down too. Like I remember the restaurant I worked at, like they wouldn't be open on Super Bowl Sunday because they just knew no one was gonna come because it wasn't like a sports bar type of place. Obviously, like pizza chains and stuff are like on the charts.
Some numbers about that actually.
It's so cool.
Which is very interesting about how big Super Bowl is.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a data. So it's like 17 million people will miss work the day after the Super Bowl
because they're hungover.
17 million.
Yeah, 17 million Americans. Called
don't go
in.
To work.
called
they are
in
sick.
And then it's like 49 million cases of beer sold.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's so
okay,
much.
So that explains the people missing work. It's
yes.
like they're super hungover. They're either super hungover or they're like crying because their team didn't win.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
And the last one is 1.4 million wings and 11 million pounds of chips eaten.
That's a lot.
And then we wonder why we're sometimes a little... cushiony around the waist.
There is no pizza?
No, not
no
there.
No doubt about
wow.
pizza, but I'm sure the pizza's
sure the
just as up there.
Yeah. But
yes.
Wow. It's a lot. I mean, it's kind of like one of the biggest weekends for you to promote your business and for you to sell ads and for you to sell anything. I mean, just like we talk about the our favorite ads and favorite commercials. But
yeah, we'll get into that soon.
That's why they are so big.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, comment down below, what's your favorite Super Bowl meal? Like wings, pizza, comment down below.
Yeah.
Share with us.
Seven-layer dip, holla.
What do we have? We have some chicken and pizza, I think.
We had yeah. wings and, yes, pizza. We did.
So
we did.
Good.
Yeah. Yes,
so yummy.
So good. So bad.
So bad.
But mostly good.
Yes, yes.
Well, now about the game now. How do we feel about the calls? How do you think it was fair? It was a fair game? Do we feel that a team got cheated?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think the calls were fair. But there was moments where I felt like they had their little home advantage.
I mean, yeah. When you have your crowd, you have your crowd with you, it's like it motivates you, even though it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it could be no. Like, there was a lot of people from the Bengals there.
Yeah.
But still, like, it's your hometown. It's your people.
It's your,
like,
stadium.
It's your stadium.
So right. Right.
And then, like, didn't the main player from both teams actually get injured, like, in the beginning?
The injury of Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham Jr., yeah.
Poor guy. No one had touched him, and he just, like, fell. He collapsed. Poor guy.
Right. But he used to be with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes. Oh, really?
He did. And he left Cincinnati, like, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, to be with the Rams. LA Rams.
Yeah.
So this same season?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I didn't know you could leave mid-season like that.
I didn't know either.
Traded, yeah. It happens.
I think he just, like, kicked himself out of that team, the Cincinnati, and then, of course, everyone was like, we want you, we want you. So then he was like, L.A.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if his injury was a little bit because he just, like, was a little thrown, like, playing people that just was hurt, his teammates not that long
ago. He got injured in, like, with the Cincinnati Bengals. So he's already been, like, kind of injured.
Okay. So it was like a reoccurring thing.
Yeah, I guess it was something that he was just dealing with.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, those are the worst injuries, when you just, like, cannot do, like, you just running and suddenly you cannot move, because that means it's a really bad injury.
Yeah.
Because when you get hit, you understand that it was the shock of the movement or something.
Yeah, and you can blame the other person.
But out of nowhere, that means, like, your joints or your knee or whatever.
Yeah, like something gave out.
Really.
And to sit out, and not just any game, the Super Bowl game. Oh, that sucks. Like, I feel bad for him, because out of all the games that you're gonna get injured or not be able to finish, the one that counts the most,
the one
that you dream about your whole career. So it's a pretty big, important game for them. It's just something they work so hard for since they were young.
It's interesting. That's why I think these two teams were really, it's great they had this opportunity to be in the Super Bowl, because, you know, one of them, the Bengals, hadn't been in it since 1988.
Yes.
And, like, also finishing my thought, basically, like, so the guy you were just talking about, he gets injured, right?
Oh, double.
But, like, the team, like, his teammates, like, really came through. Like, it wasn't, like, losing him ended
it cost
it for them
the game.
Like,
right,
it was
right.
a close game the whole time.
At the beginning of the game, I thought it was going to be L.A. Because they started, like, more focused. I feel like they were really into it.
Stronger.
Yes, stronger. Like, they were really. And then by the second, I think it was the second or
second
the
half?
Third period.
Okay.
When the Bengals, like, got focused, I was like, oh,
after
this is
half-time.
The switch.
After halftime, Bengals switched it up. Yeah.
And then I feel like, and then the end, I think that was what made the game exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that second part when the Bengals kind of, like, really,
boom,
like, bump it up.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, I was like, this is going to be, like, 30.
Yeah.
30-1, 30-2, you know what I mean?
But
it was a good game.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining, for sure.
And it wasn't, like, a solid, like, crushing on one or the other side. Like, it was, like, a really close game.
Exactly. Yes. That's what made it super
interesting.
I mean, it was, like, until the end, anybody could have won.
Anything could have happened. A turnover, anything, really. Anything. A sack, anything. So that's what made that game.
I think that's the only thing that I kind of like about the NFL, the American football, is that your game is not done until the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Because sometimes, for example, in soccer, like, you kind of know who's going to win. And, like, you know, like, maybe at the, sometimes there is a late winner in the last minute. But it's like if the game is 0-0 or 1-1, you know, like if they are tied. Mm-hmm. But in the American football, it could be like 20-13. And then if you make that touchdown and that hit ball, you won.
You won, yeah. Exactly.
So it's yeah. like, yeah. you know, even though it seems like it's a longer score, like a farther away,
yeah.
you still have the chance to win.
The exactly. thing I don't like, and SB, you're the one who taught me this, I think. I didn't know that, like, the team who has the ball at the end in the last, like, what, you said minute? Or is it 30 seconds?
It was, like, 30 seconds.
That they can just, like, decide to, like, run the clock. That pisses me off. That's I feel like you should have to play the last second.
The last second.
That was hard to watch. That was hard to watch. They were already celebrating.
Do they always do that? Because I swear I've seen other teams, like, just keep playing.
Keep playing. I guess if they're, like, trailing behind, they'll keep playing to make a score. Right.
Oh, okay.
But
if your team is losing, they'll keep playing. But if your team is winning,
that must be where I, like, got the idea that I thought, like, it was always you just play till the last second. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm
yeah.
learning new things every day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was hard to watch because it was just, like, they were celebrating.
But overall, it was a good game. So
yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, congratulations to the LA Rams.
Congratulations to the LA Rams. Yes, yes. Should we dive into this halftime performance?
Let's go to the halftime.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So the lineup: Dr. Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, Eminem.
What? And then 50 Cent popped up out of nowhere.
That was a nice surprise.
It was a nice surprise.
That
I
was
liked
very
it. Was
nice.
I was not expecting that at all.
No one was. Yeah. That was really, really, really cool.
Except for the dancers that they didn't want to pay.
But what a clever surprise. Even his entrance, like the music video, upside down. Yeah. Like iconic.
I was like, that
iconic.
Made my whole effing like year
iconic.
Right there.
It was amazing. They hit the classics. It was really, really well thought out. The mm-hmm. layout. Mm-hmm. It was an homage to Los Angeles, like their hometown. Mm-hmm. So, and they were hitting the classics. I mean, we were all singing along. I mean, it was tailored. Obviously, this lineup was really tailored to the Gen X and millennials. Like it was really that genre, the people of music that really caught people's attention. Mm-hmm. So.
There was a little debate on Twitter about if it was really for millennials or Gen X.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, so right. There was this whole teen trending topic type of thing where Gen X was
Wait,
like,
remind me the difference again.
Gen X is the one who came
before millennials.
Yes. So the ones who are right now 40s, 50s,
mm-hmm.
because all of the performance were around their 40s, 50s, except Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So
I think I'm riding on the cusp of those two. So I feel like,
you're
if,
a millennial.
If you think of it as like high school, it's probably more like the 40 or 50 year range. Because I feel like when those people, maybe were in college or high school, uh-huh. middle school, they would have been listening.
Like exactly.
That would have been like coming out on the radio right
exactly.
then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was this whole debate like for who this Super Bowl was. And Gen X was like, stop taking things away from us, millennials.
Exactly.
Like this is for us.
Yeah, it
so
was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, regardless what period you were born in. It was a good show. It was a good show. It was entertaining in every way. It started off with Dr. Dre.
He came out.
He started the whole thing. Then Snoop with his little moves there.
Yeah.
Super nice. Super cool.
Oh, you loved his yellow Converse.
His laces were yellow.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It was really cute. I loved it.
And the stage set was so cool because it was like, it was like set up like it was like this giant outdoor like house party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like neighborhood.
Like neighborhood.
Yes.
Neighborhood party.
It was a
party.
Block party. Yeah. Exactly.
Which
exactly.
I think like LA is kind of known for that, right? You know,
right.
block parties
right.
and stuff.
Yes.
Right.
And,
I really like the effect. So the floor mm-hmm. was a drone shot of LA.
It was the map.
Really like that. I really like how in the transition was like how Dr. Dre had it in his hand.
Yes.
And then he went into the stadium.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. It was really cool.
How did you feel about it? Like, I think the show was very good, but I don't know if it's like one of the most amazing shows.
I think it was missing female. Like, I know they had Mary J. Blige. But she was only for a short moment. I feel like they were missing like one more like woman from that area. It would have been awesome to see Is your from and have been playing yet? Like, what's her name?
Oh, I don't know the name.
Oh, it's on
but
the...
I know the song. Yeah, yeah. That would have been
Missy Elliott. Or like
maybe even Salt and Pepper.
So like Faith Evans.
Yeah. Yes, Eve. Yes.
Even like Little
Blue,
Kim or something.
Blue Cantrell. Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes,
how you say it?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Blue Cantrell. Yeah.
Cantrell, and then Salt and Pepper maybe. Maybe some, yeah, I mean, you're right.
You need it.
Right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. I kind of missed that element a little bit. And maybe, like, they had a lot of dancing, but I feel like they could have almost had even more,
dancing.
Even more. Or just, like, costume changes or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it wasn't that much of a feature of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the dancing-wise. I feel like they were there to support, but it wasn't like, for example, like, when you see Beyoncé, like, it's the dancing.
Like, the dance is
equal as important as the singing.
The singing, exactly.
But in this one, it was most of all, like, the singing and the presentation and the lyrics of the song and pumping you up.
Exactly.
Which is good, you know, because we also have to have, I think this is when, like, the millennials and Gen X debate comes in. It's like, you cannot have every single show to be just super dancing and super singing, or like, you know, like,
right.
It's also good to just have somebody that is there rapping and that's it.
Exactly.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
It doesn't have to be this ultra mega show every single time.
Every single time.
Like, you have to have those ups and downs.
Absolutely.
Like, not ups and downs, but you know what I mean? That diversity.
Balance it out.
And I think that's kind of like, I mean, I don't know because I haven't heard any of them say this, but like, I feel like the vibe that they were trying to give off was like, now that like COVID is kind of like ending, like let's bring the people together again. Like let's have events, let's hang out together in like a sort of like relaxed outdoor neighborhood environment and like have a good time. Like it's just like casual fun, like reminding ourselves like that, like that's what we have a good time doing.
Exactly.
Like being together and just chilling and listening to music. And so like, I think they were trying to like bring the simplicity back to just like having a good time.
How life used to be.
Yes, how life used to be.
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments was when Kendrick Lamar appeared.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
That was the best dancing moment of the whole show. Because all of those dudes and him were like so good and like it really surprises you.
I love
like
how they came out of boxes.
And they were all in the same. They dyed their hair.
Yeah,
like
they all looked the same.
They all looked the same.
Yeah, if you like slow motion that or just zoom in, it's trippy. Like all those dudes look very much the same. They're all like they look so similar.
It was so super cool. Super cool. We can't forget the special appearance of the collaboration with the
Anderson Park
also in this festivity. It was great.
I like how it's kind of like what you guys say, like a block party, like let's all come together.
Exactly.
Let's all from this place, let's come and make this part, let's make it our own. I feel like I really like that. What was the other thing? I think I forgot.
Oh, this was big too. Because this is why we love Eminem. This is why we love him. This was out of courtesy. The NFL knew he was going to take a knee.
He was going to take a knee, yeah.
They knew. And they told him, like, listen, don't do it. But this is Eminem, y'all. He don't listen to nobody.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this guy has been in the industry for years. Mm-hmm. You think he's going to listen? You think he cares? He took that knee. He took it proudly. And what a powerful symbol, really, truly, because... not just for the NFL as a whole, but hip hop music as a whole. It was very respectful, and I don't think it was wrong in any way, shape, or form.
No, I don't think so at all. And it's not like he did it for 1 second. He was there.
Yeah.
It is funny though that like you get mixed messages from all the media outlets, because like a lot of them were saying like the Super Bowl was fully aware that he was going to do it and they didn't care. Mm-hmm. And then there's other sources that say.
NFL
they had no idea, and they were like, pan off the shot, quick, don't move it to the side, don't zoom in on it. So it's like you don't really know who to believe, but regardless, props to Eminem.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, also, Dr. Dre, there was a line that he was not supposed to say, but he said it anyway.
He said,
What was it?
Uh-huh.
Do you know it?
I don't remember that line exactly, but like they say, you have to change this line.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He's saying it how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that's like telling God not to do something. I mean, he's not going to change, you know?
Right.
Like, and when he sat down at that white grand piano, oh my God. I was so like, it's so cool to like be remembered, to be reminded that like he's such a like musician. Like, you just think, oh, he's a rapper, producer. You don't realize like, dude can play the piano. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, that's how talented he is. He's so talented.
Yeah.
So talented.
Cool.
Yeah, I think sometimes people forget that rappers are also musicians, and that they also know their craft more than you think.
Yes.
Because sometimes you just think, like, this guy can just rap and do all these things.
And that's it.
And that's it. Like, he doesn't know music, or he doesn't know, like, people know what
they really do. Right. Yes.
Like,
yes.
To be able to do some raps, you have to be very good at knowing when the notes and the tempo of the notes have to how they have to be. Like, it's something insane. Like, when you actually listen to these guys actually talking about their craft, you are like, wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, because in your mind, you're like, oh, this guy just raps. Yeah. Like, I can do that. I can just talk super fast. And you know, but
exactly. No, there's a lot that goes into it. It's huge respect.
Yeah. Yes, huge, huge respect.
Huge respect.
What else did you guys like about the Super Bowl? Let's see.
Let's not forget about Janaya Aiko, who sang the national
anthem. Yes.
Angelic. Angelic. I think it was such a great decision.
Yeah.
She sang beautifully. I mean, what just beautiful. Beautiful artist. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. Of course, we can't take away the fact that there's so many celebrities in the past that nailed Super Bowl performances and the national anthem. Whitney Houston, of course, iconic.
Mm-hmm, right.
But we were what I saw trending a lot was people saying this was the best of the best of the best performance, halftime performance. Mm-hmm. I would say it's definitely the top, but the best when you compare it to past performers, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Prince. I mean, it's definitely up there. It really is. But to compare it to other wonderful, great artists, it's hard. It's hard. But it was a very nice switch. It was a very nice switch. It was very different than past artists. You can't compare. Like, it's just hard. Mm-hmm. You can't compare. It's
art. I like it that she made it her own. And the thing you and I were talking about was, like, her interpretation of it was so, like, soft and, like, more, like, lyrical, whereas most of the time I feel like a lot of singers take that song and they just belt it out, which is awesome.
Right. Which is
also
beautiful.
Like that.
Right. Exactly.
But, like, I'm not used to hearing, like, the more, like...
Yeah.
Angelic.
Yeah. Yes. Like, just calming. Yeah. And I'm sure the football players were appreciating it because they're probably all, like, nervous and stuff. They're like, oh, this is just such a calm, nice, relaxing voice.
Exactly.
Before the game.
Yeah. And then Mickey Gayton, is that how you say her name? She did the other song. There was, like, America the Beautiful, but then there was also the
national anthem.
Yeah, so, like, I guess Mickey Gayton.
The country singer.
Sorry
right.
if I say it wrong. She sang America the Beautiful, I think. Yes. She also did a great job.
She did beautifully. She did beautifully.
So, yeah, that was nice.
Yes.
And then, slightly going off on a tangent, but, like, Biden on, like, an interview that aired also on Sunday, the same day as the Super Bowl, he, like, called out the NFL just about how their lack of minority coaches and that, like, they didn't have any excuse for that.
Well, what it's only one.
Yeah, and I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, when you look at the fact that, like, what, you know, 90% of players in the NFL...
70% of players
70%
are black.
Yeah.
70% of the players are black. There is only one coach that is black, and he's the one in Philadelphia.
Eagles?
The Eagles.
No, I think it's the Steelers.
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Yes, I know who
Pittsburgh,
you're talking. Yeah,
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Yes.
So he's the only coach that is black. The rest of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the owners, there is no black owners as of now. As of
ridiculous.
Today, there was talks that I forgot the name of this guy. He wanted to buy the Broncos, the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he will be the only black owner if he does it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But as of now, there is no black owners who own the majority of the teams.
That's
so most of them are no.
Can you believe that?
But this is one of the best things. So I don't know if you guys know. I think his name is Brian Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he is suing the NFL. He's suing the Miami Dolphins. He's suing the Giants.
Was he a coach? Or
so he was a coach.
For the Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins.
Okay, sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, so he was a coach for the Miami Dolphins. So he's suing them for being racist.
Mm.
How he is saying this? So when he knew that he wasn't going to be part of the Miami Dolphins anymore, he started looking for a job, right?
Naturally.
So I guess he was going to the New York Giants and taking an interview. Mm-hmm. His interview was on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Monday, the same week, he got this text message from one of the people above. I think it was somebody of the board members who says, "Congratulations, you got the job," or something like that, like insinuating that he got the job.
Right.
And then he replied, "My interview is on Thursday."
Yeah.
So the Giants have already hired somebody named Bryant, but
they accidentally
sent it to the wrong
Bryant.
Wow.
So in the NFL, there is this rule when you're going to hire for the minorities and all of that, you have, it's called the Rooney Law, I think, if I'm correct, that you have to talk to at least one black person to be able to hire. Mm-hmm. So they already have hired somebody else, but because they haven't talked to anybody that was black, they scheduled that appointment so then they can check the box saying,
wow,
we talked to somebody that is black.
No. That's so distasteful. That is so sad.
So you see how that thing works?
That is so
and then they're
up.
Telling me that they are not racist?
That's
insane.
Baloney.
Yeah. My mind is blown.
No, so same.
You have to know that half of the people who own these teams are the ones who own everything in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The televisions, the news, everything. Mm-hmm. So
that's
all of these people
crazy.
Are the billionaires. So, of course, they aren't trying to twist the story. But it's insane.
That is ridiculous. Yeah.
How?
It will be interesting to see, like, if he wins the...
How he develops, yeah.
How that develops.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I hope he does.
Yeah.
And the integrity of the NFL, I mean, there's none. None.
He was the owner of the Dolphins was telling him if he lose every game from now on, he was going to get $100K per game. Mm-hmm. So then they will be able to get the best draft.
Oh, the number
one
draft.
The number one draft.
Right.
Yeah.
So then they will be at the bottom.
We would be in the bottom, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's so... crazy how this,
oh
you know,
it's so corrupt.
It's
it
so corrupt.
Is.
And like
it
we
is.
Could do a whole podcast just about how corrupt the NFL is.
Yeah,
and the
Mafia.
NBA. And
but you know, but at least the NBA has, I think, if I'm correct, it's something like 32 teams, and like 15 teams have black coaches.
Yeah, they do have.
So
yeah.
So it's a little bit more diverse. It's almost half and half.
Right.
And the players are still like 70%, I think.
Right. That's
as
the
well.
Thing. Yeah, exactly.
But it's like how these people, what it makes me think is like, so you're okay with having players that are black, but you're not okay having a coach that is black. So how are
or
you thinking
owner.
Of your players?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking of them as just slaves or something?
Like
right.
puppets?
No, yeah.
Like, no. It's
and
not,
you would think, like,
right.
so many times in sports, like, the athletes are what feed into the coaching because it makes total sense. Like, not to say that all players are good coaches because, like, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them have so much experience from being previous, like, professional players. So you would think, you know, if like, 70% of the NFL are people of color, then, like, at least some of those should be fed into the coaching system because they have like so much experience. Like
exactly.
it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
No, it's insane.
It's so distasteful.
It
it's a disrespect to all those players that have done so much for the sport, that have dedicated their whole lives to the sport, that have gotten high recognition, and then the people above them. It's just. It's not.
Right.
That's not right. That's not right. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. So.
So look at the owners, the net worth. The number 10, it has the number 10, $3.9 billion. So let's just go because it's all these white people, right? Let's go to the number one. The number one has $13 billion.
Mm. For their salary? Wait.
No, that's their net worth of the, owners.
The owner.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
my gosh.
So it's like all these people, like, you cannot touch them because they have way too much money. They are the ones who, to everybody.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
Wasn't there a coach last year who, maybe he wasn't the coach, but he was the assistant coach. He, like, was drunk and leaving the after party after winning a game, and he hit someone's car, and, like, there was a little girl in the car, and she got, like, severely injured. And, like, somehow he's, like, not really getting punished for anything. And, like, the last I read, I mean, it was, like, a year ago. Like, he wasn't even offering to help pay for her, like, medical bills or anything.
It's called money. When you have enough money, you don't have to deal with the law.
It's so It's so not acceptable.
So no. It is so not acceptable, but it's so good.
We can do a podcast about corrupted sports and some other time. Yeah. We have lots to say. Yeah.
Let's finish this by saying, comparing it a little bit also with European soccer or European things that is kind of like, they say the equivalent to what we have in. So, for example, the NFL has, which is good. This is the only good thing about the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
An average of the teams, they are all worth $3 billion the teams. You know, like that's the average on all of the teams, which is pretty good. Because, for example, if you compare it to European soccer, the average might be a little bit higher or might be the same, but the teams are actually, it's only, the average is made by three teams.
Yes.
Which, let's put in Spain, it will be Barcelona, Atletico de Madrid, and Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. Like, those will be the ones who make the average because those teams are worth so much.
Right.
So, for example, in Madrid, I think the team is worth like $2 billion, something like this. But the one who's at the bottom of the table, I think is only worth like 2 million euros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Like,
wow.
Right? So it's insane, the big gap.
Right, right.
But for example, in the NFL, it's not so bad. Because, for example, it's still a lot of money difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones who are worth the more are the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys.
$6.5 billion. Yeah. And the last one, the 32 team, is the Buffalo Bills, which is $2.27
billion. Oh, okay.
It's $4 billion different, but still in the billions.
Right.
Like, they can hire the same.
Yeah.
It's not so drastic.
Like, for example, in Europe, that is not happening.
Right.
So, you know, like, the NFL and the NBA have that given to them. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is very good because it gives the sport, like, more competitive. And, like, for example, like, how we have the Super Bowl today, that we have the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the LA Rams are worth $4.8 billion, and the Cincinnati are $2.2
billion. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's $2 billion difference, which is still a huge amount of money.
Right.
But they can compete. Like, those two teams can still get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In European soccer, you're just going to see the same 10 teams.
Yes.
Liverpool, Manchester United.
And it's never going to change.
It's never going to change because the budgets are completely off.
It's a whole other scale.
It's an old
You can't even compare it. Yeah.
And the other thing that is kind of interesting is kind of what we were talking about, the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
If you are at the bottom of the league, you get to pick the number one draft.
Right.
So you can get the best team, the best player for the next season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not like, because I'm the LA Rams or I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I'm gonna bring the best player. No, you get to balance it out.
It's very fair in that sense. Right. But
in European soccer, no, if you are the team who has the money, you are the only one who's going to be able to hire the number one player.
Wow. Yeah.
If you don't, you don't.
Right.
So it's
like,
it's so unfair how it's worked.
Yeah.
So that's why the NFL does better than the European soccer.
That's very interesting.
Right. And that's how we see those different teams win these.
Like, you will never see a UEFA Champions League being like Valladolid against Werder Bremen of Germany.
Right.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
Right.
Never.
Right.
But you could see the Buffalo Bills against, I don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Exactly.
Because it's more equal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then it starts other things, you know, referees and
that's another topic.
Whole other story.
All those things take into play. Yeah. Exactly.
Let's go back to Super Bowl.
Well, let's talk about, let's like wrap it up with ads. Like, what were your guys' favorite Super Bowl ads?
Well, my favorite one was the baby, where the two professionals came to pick up, like, oh, like, you have to come in. Like, that one was cute. I forgot what it was about.
It was for something E-Trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one was cute. That one caught my attention. But speaking of the commercials, we saw a lot of cryptocurrency. A lot of crypto.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, every other commercial was crypto.
Crypto.
Yeah, talk about the one that you were telling me about with the thing.
There was one, Coinbase, that is, I think, I don't know if it's the biggest one in America, but it's one of the biggest ones, exchanges to buy coinbase.com. So they have 1 minute ad that it was a QR code just bouncing around
all
over the screen. That's it.
There's no, like, nothing. Voices, no text.
It didn't even say Coinbase. It just a QR code jumping around.
Right.
That QR code generated they were in the App Store, like 198 in the App Store.
Uh-huh.
They jumped to number second.
What?
Because everybody was scanning the QR wanting to know what it was.
Yeah. Right.
So it crashed their website. It crashed the App Store.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
It generated, I think, a lot of money.
That's the whole purpose.
I don't want to say the name, the number, because I think I'm wrong.
Right, right.
But it was a crazy amount of numbers. So
That's the whole purpose, right?
It's the whole
purpose. If you're going to invest that much in a commercial, it better work. Of course, Budweiser had their commercial with the horse. Of course. We always have a Budweiser commercial.
I really like the one with the, I can't remember the actor's name, the guy from Modern Family. He plays the dad.
Yes.
But like in this, he's like, I'll take it. So like he was like wanting to buy everything. He was like, I'll take that. And then at the end, you find out it's because it's like teach your kids how to be better with money or something like that.
That was good.
That was like really effective. And it, so it was interesting to see all these ads about like crypto and investing and saving and everything. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was very tailored about money. Yes. Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of what we need to go ahead. And we need to be better financially, and with everything that is happening right now in the world, like you don't know, and all this crazy news that you hear, like Russia invading Ukraine and then everything else, and then you get the El Salvador president Nayib Bukele making fun of the prime minister in Canada. So it's like it's all this news that we're getting that are like, what the F is going on?
Literally, what's going on? What's happening?
It's crazy. It is crazy.
Living in crazy times.
Yep. And it's all about war.
There was the other ad that you really liked, Amelia, right?
It was the BMW.
Was it Polestar or BMW?
It was BMW. I think it was probably both.
Is Polestar a BMW? Is that just like a name of a BMW?
No, I don't think so. I think Polestar is owned by Volvo, but I could be wrong.
Okay, I thought they were the one who had the like, it was just like text, like know this, know that. And then at one point they threw it in there and they were like, no Mars. Like it was like this subtle but not so subtle stab at Tesla. That was funny. But maybe it was BMW. I don't know.
That was Polestar.
It was Polestar.
Okay. Making fun of
Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Tesla,
That was so funny.
That was clever. That was clever.
It's owned by Volvo.
Okay.
The other ones that were good was the Dolly Parton with Miley.
Yeah. That was cute.
I was gonna actually say I didn't like that one.
I was intrigued. Like, what's
going on?
What's happening? Like, what are they trying to promote here or message? But that was interesting.
And then there was the other one. I don't even remember what it was for. I think maybe it was another crypto thing where it was like the lady playing poker against another lady.
Another lady. Oh,
and
yes.
then they were like, she kept like upping her
that
bet.
Was good.
That was
she was
good.
Like with like a necklace.
Like a vacuum.
And then like a vacuum and like a Siamese cat or something.
Yes,
or, like all these
cute.
Different things.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
That was interesting.
I don't remember that one.
You missed a lot of ads.
You went to go get the peaks on there.
Okay. That's why.
Yeah.
The only one that I kind of remember is the one with Brian Larson for Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think that one was good. It was the Eugene Levy, I think it's
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good. I like it because it was like a full like action movie in 10 seconds.
Yes. You know? Yes, it's true.
Just
it's
for
true.
The Nathan. But
yeah.
It was okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
Which other ads? I feel like there's a lot of ads they actually did pretty well for the people.
Yeah.
I mean, again, let's go into the numbers of the. It was. Every ad costs an average of $6.5 million. For 30 seconds.
Yes.
Insane.
$6.5 million for 30 seconds.
Yep.
And the Super Bowl TV viewership is 100 million people. That's how many
people
watch.
So I was actually wrong. I said it. At the beginning of this episode, it was 50 million.
Oh, really?
So it's 100.
100
wow.
million. 100 million. And the estimate consumer spending in the U.S. for 2022 was $14.6 billion.
Oh, wow. $14.6
billion.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Those numbers are astronomical.
Numbers. But now you understand why they spend $6.5 million
course.
In an ad. Because
of
if
course.
You can generate that three times, it's paying
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Again,
and that's not even counting the people who like post it then on YouTube because they're like reviewing like reactions to the Super Bowl ads or whatever. So like that just like puts it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And and if you get called to be like the worst ad or the best ad, that keeps generating more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like either way, you're going to end up winning.
Yeah, exactly.
It is crazy how that works, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for the people who made those ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And interesting, this is this has actually have to do with the players of the LA Rams. It's an interesting fact that happened. A wide receiver of the LA Rams, Von Jefferson, his wife went into labor.
Gave birth right after the game.
So he was celebrating with his teammates.
2-2 He got a Super Bowl ring and a baby.
So congratulations to the Jefferson family because what a beautiful surprise. Right? You win the Super Bowl.
Was she at the game?
She was at the game, and then she had to like leave in an ambulance
because she was going to bed.
Way to make an exit.
After the game ended, it like happened.
Wow.
I was like, on it.
Yeah, that kid's always going to say, that's the day my dad won the Super Bowl.
Do you know that if it was a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy and it's their second kid.
Okay.
Too bad touchdown's not a good name for a kid.
Oh, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Or maybe his middle name. So that was a very neat story to share.
Yeah, but he can have like, I don't know, like Rudolph Rain Jackson, you know, like Rain in the middle as the middle name.
True. Yeah.
Maybe it's a little too much, but.
But easily one of the best days of his life. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Oh, for sure. Easily. I mean, can you imagine winning and having a baby?
And having a baby the same day? I mean,
he can literally say that's the best day of his life.
Of course.
And you know, nobody can take that away
from
him.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not. So that was neat.
Yeah, congrats.
Some lucky stuff happening on that day for him.
Yeah.
Who do you guys want to see do the Super Bowl halftime next?
Actually,
next season?
Fun fact. There's some rumors people are voting for number one Drake.
Drake have done it? No,
I don't think Drake has ever done it. And number two, which I hope it happens, Ariana Grande. She has never done it.
Why did I think she's done it?
Huh. No, okay, she has never. Number three, Taylor Swift.
T Swift,
she hasn't done it either.
She has not.
No, I don't think so.
Katy Perry, but
Katy Perry did it. Yeah,
right.
But doesn't it depend? So, like, I looked it up and it said that like the NFL like makes a short list of like ideas, and then whatever the home city is that hosts it, they're the ones who get to pick ultimately. So, like, they wouldn't be able to pick until they know who's
the city.
What is the city? The city it will be in. It will be in Arizona.
Interesting.
Yep.
State Farm Stadium.
Interesting.
Okay. In Glendale, Arizona.
Yeah. Glendale.
I kind of wonder if Drake might not get to do it because he's
Toronto,
getting.
Canada.
Isn't he getting like a little bit of like residual heat from like being part of the concert, the Astro concert where all those people passed away? He was like a performing artist at that concert. Oh. He wasn't like the main thing, but he was
like
there. And like I've read some stuff about how.
Oh, got it.
I wonder if that like. Well,
might. But also, still 1 year from now, so a lot of things could change. But I don't know.
I kind of think Ariana Grande would be.
Oh my
really
gosh! Can you imagine?
Now, number four is Rihanna.
Rihanna, interesting. I don't think she's into the music anymore.
That's the thing. She hasn't come out with music in the longest.
I think she says she's not doing more music.
Which is so sad.
It's sad, but I mean, I hope that's false.
I hope
the baby inspires her to make music.
And our last one is Creed and Nickelback.
That would be interesting. Creed
and
Nickelback.
Not for
a Super Bowl.
They have to
feed
somebody that can appeal to a lot of people.
A lot.
Yeah. And they're so angsty. Like, it doesn't seem like something that would, like, pep you up. It's not like...
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I see Ariana.
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be interesting.
Knowing that it's in Arizona, like, the vibe, I don't know.
I don't know if...
Where is Taylor Swift from again?
She's Nashville, no?
Nashville. Okay.
I don't know if I see Taylor Swift either. I think that's probably why they haven't picked her to do it yet.
Right.
And the same with Ariana.
Yeah.
But
Ariana has more like upbeat songs than Taylor Swift, I feel like.
I mean, Ariana definitely could make it more
right.
Power.
Like, if she had a few, you know what would be cool? Justin Bieber's probably already done it, right?
No,
because it couldn't be Ariana and Justin Bieber. Like,
yeah,
that could be a cool.
Ariana and Justin Bieber, then I would be more me, like, send me in. Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be pretty awesome.
That would be.
That would. I will sign that one.
NFL, you're hearing us? Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande.
Because I think they would be a good balance of, like,
right.
It's always nice to have. I feel like it's nice to have two really
powerful. But I will do Drake too.
Yeah.
That Drake could work too. Yeah. I mean, I like Drake too.
Yeah. I will do Drake. But for sure. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
And who knows? There might be some new artists out there by then. But, like, usually they don't bring in, like, the new ones.
Just established artists.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be really cool? Britney Spears.
Has she done it?
Has she done it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
That would
make me so excited. God, if it was like Britney and like NSYNC.
Oh my goodness.
Did it? No? Was it NSYNC or was Backstreet Boys? I think it was NSYNC, no?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think Britney has done it because Britney did it with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, I think. Am I wrong?
I didn't think Britney was part of that. That was after.
I don't know.
No, but Justin did do it with Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
But I don't think Britney was part of it.
Because that's the famous boob situation.
Yes. Maybe we could get, well, J-Lo's already done it. J-Lo and Maluma.
And Shakira has done it, yeah. J-Lo, Shakira did it. And with a special appearance of Bad Bunny, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It was Bad Bunny. That was amazing.
Yeah, she did it. She did it. Britney Spears, Aerosmith, and NSYNC.
Oh.
Okay. Never mind. There goes my genius. I just was wanting her to have, like, her comeback, you know.
How long ago was that?
2001.
Oh.
That was one.
Wait, what about Christina? Has she done it?
I don't think Christina has done it.
Okay.
But let's see. Let's check. I mean,
I know. Everyone listening is like, God, stop having ideas.
Yes.
That was a while ago then.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
She has done the national anthem.
Okay.
Which I'm sure was very good.
Yeah, of course.
In 2011.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Super Bowl number 34.
Okay.
But
well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The 34? Jonas Brothers could do it for all we know.
Yeah.
For all we know.
What?
The Jonas Brothers. The Joe Bros.
Justin and Ariana. That's a good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nicki Minaj.
It has to be just Justin and Ariana, or they're separate. They have way too many hits to combine with another artist.
Yeah. Do you think it would just be the two of them, right?
Yeah, no separate. Just I feel like they have way too many hits that will leave people hanging. You know, it's like if you put Beyonce with Rihanna, it's like way too many hits that you don't wanna. It's like, no.
Isn't that the idea? Like that you just like get like overwhelmed by all the hits. I thought that's what it was. I was like,
I want to see the super hits of just Rihanna, you know?
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Like, true.
That's how I feel.
I mean, it'd be sweet if Riri did do it and she flew in on her helicopter, you know, and she did the bitch song.
Better have my money.
Bitch better have my Super Bowl ring.
That would be the best entrance ever.
Yes. She just has her baby with her.
I know. I'll take notes. This will get people's attention. Yeah. Take notes.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
I don't know.
That would be cool.
Okay. Well,
we'll see.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing, following to all our new subscribers on YouTube. Thank you so much. Yay. We see you. Thank you. Thank you.
And our listeners, too.
And our listeners.
We're getting a lot of listeners from different countries, from different places. So hopefully this was a little bit entertaining, not the same as educational.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. We're happy that you joined the Nobody You Know community.
Yes. Yes. As always, new episodes every Friday. Follow, share, rate, subscribe, all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, the platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everything.
Yes,
everything.
Teacher, TuneIn, Radio Talk, Podcast.
All kinds.
Yeah. Everything. We are in every single
platform.
You
name it, we have it. Check out the website. And thank you.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Until the next one.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.